The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or you got a gigantic stick up your... You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do. I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get started!
Back off! I got a tonga, I'm not the fate to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainical,
perthamatical, practical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show!
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
You're listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show on Omni Gaming Radio.
Hello everyone, this is the Jethel Silverwing Show for the 25th of September, 2012. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me as always, my love, my girl, the burning of my loins, the tailor of fine armors, the destroyer of dragons, the scourge of Sky Shrine, and the reason we have a mature on these morning at the top of the show, it's Elkman Jenna!
Hail and greetings!
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. That's up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elquin's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elquin?
Doing okay.
Doing all right. You don't sound too sure about that.
Oh, it's been a heck of a week.
Heck of a week? What's going on?
Oh, it's just... Trying to, increase my DPS and everything, and it's no, reforge that, and no, your adornments are wrong, and your stats need to be here, and then no, they really need to be over here. So it's like,
She's got the rating blues. They said my adornments suck. So I told them to suck my nut. No.
Really?
Well, no, but it's all right. So,
reading more, when you're going to get upset.
What?
It's just, we're going Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, it's like, it's getting too much. See, you're making him angry. As soon as somebody can take over the, Karma Checker, I gotta cut back.
No, I'm sorry, you are not going on Saturdays.
But they're going to Sky Shrine! They're going to do this!
Alright, I'm telling you this then, you have a choice.
What?
You can raid on Saturdays, or you can go to the movies and stuff with me. Because I'm going with or without you. I'm sick and tired of being in this fucking house. I'm going stir crazy.
You didn't want to see anything this last week.
Yeah, because there's nothing on right now that I want to see.
Yeah, but, is there anything coming?
I don't know. Let me check. Let's see here. I'll go to... I will not be going to Fandango.
Why?
For fuck's sake, Fandango, fix your Facebook login thing. It keeps asking me to log in. Log in using Facebook. All right. Boom. Log in. Log in using Facebook. You're fine.
I won't log in. Using Facebook. I have my own account there. And I've never used Facebook to log in there.
And I'm like, cancel. Go to the next page. Log in using Facebook. Oh, you fuck! It works okay for Internet Explorer, but nothing else, is what I found out. So if you were using Firefox or Chrome, I'm using Chrome currently, they say basically, fuck you.
Well,
I have wrote them so many freaking emails going, you keep losing business because I can't get on your site.
I just have my own account that I log in. I do not log in using Facebook.
Well, I have my own. I have my own account. I have my own account on Fandango before they did the Facebook thing, but I integrated my account because I'm, hey, I can share stuff on Facebook this way. And I can't even get to my account settings to get my Facebook account off of there. I can't even get to it.
Can't get to it with IE?
I haven't tried, but they can kiss my ass. Anyway, let's see here. Movies.yahoo.com. Or I could just go to the Regal Cinema website. I haven't been going there lately. Although I gotta say, Regal Cinema website, you really suck. It's just badly designed.
Well, that's why everything I go is with too, Fandango.
Everything is too big. It's like they designed the site using a 30-inch monitor and didn't think anyone had anything but a 30-inch monitor. I have to scroll down to say, to see the first line. If I had to scroll, like the length of the, I'm sorry, the height of the screen to see anything, that's a little too big. Anyway, let's see here. Upcoming in theater is coming soon. There we go. What's coming up? It's coming up here. Oh, Frankenweenie's coming out. You said you wanted to see that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But I can't believe you'd want to go see it.
Eh.
It's better than Ice Pirates, huh?
Yeah. I like Tim Burton. And believe it or not, it doesn't star...
What about Paranorman?
No, I didn't like what I saw with Paranorman. But Frankenweenie does not star... Helena Bonham Carter or Johnny Depp. Amazing, isn't it?
They were busy.
But it does have Martin Short, Martin Landau, and Winona Ryder. Here's one I want to see. VHS. I saw the previews for this. It's kind of a cross between The Ring and Paranormal Activity. I've seen the previews for it. It looks good. And that's due out on the 5th, which would be next Friday. But anyway, yeah, I've put in to take some vacation time. So I'm taking, like, every payday off for the next month. And I'm going out and go see a movie or whatever. I need to get out of this house once in a while. And you're rating and stuff, so there you go.
You don't want to rate.
I don't like reading. I'll put it to you this way. This is the way I explained it to Urza. I like reading as much as he likes soloing.
Well, what is it about reading you don't like?
I just don't like it. I just never got into it. And don't tell me, you just haven't tried it. I have tried reading. And every read experience I have ever had has been a complete and total disaster.
How?
Waiting and doing this and that, getting killed constantly. And no, this is not my idea of fun. This is not why I play. Oh, but you get that loot? I don't care. Because I don't need fat loot if I'm not reading! It's the way I feel. I'm sorry. You're not going to get me to raid. So there. Anyway, what the hell were we talking about?
Even if I take you screaming and kicking and...
No. Sorry, not gonna happen.
You used to do raids in
EQ1.
No,
I didn't. I went to like 5 raids in EQ1, and the last one I did was that friggin' Plane of Fear debacle that ended up with a 12-hour fucking corpse run.
I was with you when we went to Plane of Sky.
Plane of Sky.
Yes.
Oh, for the Ranger, we were getting stuff for the Ranger stuff. Well, that's one that I actually organized, and we were going up there for a specific purpose to try to get Rangers pieces for their epics.
Yes, and I arranged for the bridge.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And you did not know about the bridge.
No. We used to fight our way up.
No, I said, I have a bridge for you. And it was like, a what?
Do not talk to the halfling!
Not yet.
If you talk to the halfling, everyone will die! Anyway. Yeah. So, there we go.
Yeah, I thought your guild thought I was crazy there for a little bit.
Well, you are.
She wants us to do what?
No, it's just, raiding is not my thing. I'm sick to death of dying. I'm sick to death of the drama. Just, no, sorry, it's not going to happen.
Drama?
Yeah, but I want that. You can't roll for it. I want it.
But we don't have that sort of drama.
Yeah. Anyway, it ain't going to happen, and there's nothing you can do to convince me, so.
Well, I have you in a raid zone right now.
Well, that's because I wanted to see Sleeper's Tomb. We are broadcasting live today from the Sleeper's Tomb. The Tomb. Tomb! Which is a zone that neither one of us got to see in EQ1.
I got to see it once, and I'm not sure what portion I saw. I was guiding, and I had to go in and break up a fight between two guilds.
Let me tell you something about Sleeper's Tomb in EQ1, ladies and gentlemen. Sleeper's Tomb in EQ1, the guides died.
Yeah.
Guides went in going, hey, what's going on? Ah!
Guides were not allowed in it unless I was directed by a GM to go in and sort of ride herd on two guilds because they were trying to steal kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guild was there first. And these guys come in and they start leapfrogging him. And that's not fair.
No, it's not.
Long time ago in a land far away in a different game.
So yes, Elkman was a guide.
So, yeah, so I got to go in there and ride herd over him. And Sylvan Rangers on this specific server was sort of the bullies.
Ooh.
I believe it.
Naming
or not.
Names, I see.
Yeah, I'm going to name names. Sylvan Rangers. I like the name of the guild.
Oh, you
so
posterous.
I was a little disappointed to find out they were, you know, sort of bully.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I had to, you know, make sure that, hey, you know, these other guys were here first. Don't try to take the mob from them.
Mm-hmm.
That's not cool. Let's play nice. Sort of. And that was my only time in Sleeper's Tomb. I solved the issue. The other guild left, and I left because I was not... You're not, as a guide, you were not supposed to be in Sleeper 2.
Right.
Because at this stage, it was still an unknown area for everybody. And everybody was still going in there trying to figure out how to take down the warders and the whole mechanics and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
we weren't allowed to go in and get, info to recon the place. You know what I'm saying? Placement of mobs and all that stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, hell, back then, I think Plain of Sky was still your CS area, wasn't it?
Hmm?
Wasn't the Plain of Sky your CS area for a while?
No.
No?
I'm not sure where our CS area was. It was just a...
Well, I know...
It was under the world, I believe.
Yeah, it was originally Plain of Sky before they opened it to players.
Ah.
That I heard that from Anne, my old roommate.
Well, I'm not certain where this was, but it was its own little area.
No, they gave you your own zone. No one mm-hmm. could go there.
Right.
Although I think that really would have been funny if some Uber raiding guild went, hey, wait a minute, we found a way in! Kill the guide! If I remember correctly, it kind of looked like Sancta Seru on Luckman.
Sort of, yeah.
Something like that. I did, you know, I viewed it over Anne's shoulder a couple times.
Well, when they built the new one, it was just a big building, and it had a grassy area and
mm-hmm.
and that sort of stuff. And I cannot remember the architecture.
Mm.
I remember the grounds, because I thought the grounds were pretty cool. But
by the way, I just want to set the record straight from last night. Last night, I did not seduce a halfling girl. She was. I was at the Soulfire. I'm at the Soulfire Club, and this halfling girl came in, and she's emoting that her stomach, her tummy is grumbling. Is rumbling. You know, she's hungry. And Jethel, of course, grew up in Rivervale and has a soft spot for the halflings and stuff. I was like, well, if I can hear this tummy rumbling from the other side of the, you know, from the other side of the bar, my God, the girl's starving or something. I you know, and I bought her food. And everyone's like, oh, Jethel's hitting on the halfling. I'm not hitting, I was being compassionate.
Go ahead.
Jethel's not going to just stand there while a halfling goes hungry. It ain't going to happen.
And then in the, what was it, the ORA channel or the, the, which channel was it in that you said something about what you were doing?
Oh, it was probably the Moonshadows channel.
No.
Yeah, the only other channel I was talking in. But anyway.
It's the one I could get into.
Yeah, you're already in it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry, I had to pipe up with that. You said something about that Jethel was just feeding a halfling.
Oh, wait, that was in OGR last night.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I couldn't help resist asking if it was sausages.
Yeah, yeah, see, Suresh can testify on my behalf. I was not doing anything inappropriate with the poor little halfling girl. I wasn't leading her away with a trail of jum-jum.
So you're hungry. Well, you're going to have to earn that.
No, I wasn't doing stuff like that. You know, you're just the right height for something. No! Jethel was being a gentleman, and he was trying to help someone who he thought was starving. Come to find out, she was really hungry, but more than willing to pay for her own food. But I went ahead and I told Serest, you know, everything on Jethel's tab, anything she wants, and of course she picked the fuck out. Being a halfling, of course.
I think you just should have fed her sausages and be done with it.
Oh, boy.
See, this is why we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, ladies and gentlemen, although she keeps denying it.
What's wrong with Jum Jum sausages?
Jum Jum spice sausages.
Yes.
Jum Jum is a spice.
Jum Jum spice sausages. What's wrong with that?
You'll probably get high from them.
Okay.
No. It's actually the greens of the Jum Jum, the leaves. Once you dry them and stuff, then you can powder them or smoke them or whatever. But the root itself does have magical properties. And whether or not Serest uses Jum Jum in his cooking, I don't know.
Makes the sausages plumper.
Hmm. What are you saying? You're saying I should have offered the halfling a nice plump sausage?
Yes!
Of course, the thing is, I know this halfling girl is on right now, because she said hi to me earlier, but I don't know if she's listening. Oh, boy. Yeah, okay, so Serest makes Jum Jum pies. All right, you make Jum Jum pies, make sure you save the greens, dry them properly, and I'll show you my... And I'll show you how to use them.
Oh, boy. Jump, jump brownies. Here we go.
Oh, sure. Serest says that he learned to cook from halflings. Yeah, but Jethel actually lived in Rivervale.
I know the secrets.
Well, I know some of the secrets. I'm sure the halflings did not tell me everything. So anyway, we are in the Sleeper's Tomb.
The raid version.
For as much of the Sleeper's Tomb as we can be in, because...
we didn't clear that far.
Well, what it is, I guess what it is your instance of the Sleeper's Tomb reset?
No, I'm sorry. I thought I was taking you into the group one, which we cleared.
Uh-huh.
But I remember I cleared that off my list the other day.
Oh.
And I forgot. But I saw Sleeper's there. I went, oh, I still got a Sleeper, so I brought you in here. But this is the raid version. And
so once again, you lead me somewhere where I'm probably going to die. That's great.
No,
because
every place we've gone so far is cleared. We've stopped. I didn't go running down the hall with all the big bad nasties.
I think that's what you should do. You should go ahead and run down that hall, and I'll follow after you, and I'll make my way.
No, I am not going to be blamed for your death in here. Stop it. Get back here. Jethel?
Why? I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going on top of the ledge over here.
Where?
In the center. So anyway, it's a very nice looking zone from what I can see. Of course, because
she... I love the rug down there. Well, the centerpiece.
Oh, yeah, the centerpiece is nice. I will actually slash share. We'll post that to Facebook and Twitter.
And if I remember right, that's very much like the original. There was a lot of red stuff going on in
there. I have no idea. I've never even seen screenshots of the original.
I have.
I mean, I've seen some old video of Awakening the Sleeper, but it was bugged. But it was...
I've seen pictures.
Hmm.
And when you get into where the sleeper is himself with the warders and everything, it's very, I think, very much like the other one. You know, at least it looks that way. And you can walk around them as long as you don't walk into their force field. You can walk around the dragons in there all you want. You can even try to go in and touch, what's his name? The K?
Carafin?
Carafin. It just throws you out. And so, you know, you've hit a barrier.
Nice. Ah, so. we are being told that Night of the Dead is on the test server.
Ooh.
Awesome. One of my favorite holidays in Norath.
Killing mobs and taking their candy.
Damn right.
Did you at least do the prelude quest for the Sleeper's Tomb? Okay.
Yeah,
good.
I did that. You know what? I was thinking to myself just now, we really need to get someone from Sony here so we can talk about Knights of the Dead. But God, they're going to be at Fanfare. I mean, SOE Live around that time. We're not going to be able to get anyone over here until probably Thanksgiving.
Probably. And then we'll be talking about Frostfell.
Oh, well. Okay, tweeting another picture. Jethel and Uncle Jenna at Sleepers 2. There we go.
So did you see the new mounts that you can buy?
Yes. Let me bring those up, and we will link them in the channel for those of you who
haven't
seen them. Which one did you buy?
The red one.
Let me take a look here. Mounts, flyers, there we go. Okay. We're going to go ahead and link this. This is Hurlikar the Alluring Wyvern. There we go. Next, we have Hordus, the Covetous Wyvern. He's actually a bit uglier. I wouldn't call him covetous, but okay. What else we got here? Whoops.
Starts with an S.
Hold on a sec.
You haven't got the other one.
There we go.
I don't think green's all that alluring.
Let's see here.
And the Covetous one is a cream brown, which I guess is okay. He's got blue eyes, but I didn't like it.
And Sarlacc, the Frenzied Wyvern.
That's the one I picked up.
That's the one you get?
Yep.
Let me take a look at this in the dressing room. Now, they're kind of mean looking, aren't they?
Yeah. You do bounce around quite a bit when you're on them.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm telling you right now, that saddle does not look safe. There's nothing holding you in. You're holding on for dear life.
Now, there is a mount that drops in Sleeper's Tomb, from what I understand. Drops off the end mob in group and or raid.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it once, and I can't remember the stupid name, but I haven't seen it drop so far. I've only done the group version of Sleeper Tomb once, and we've stuck our nose in here as far as a raid. Once.
Hmm. Alright. Oh, you know what? We haven't been on for a few weeks. We actually didn't announce what you got for your birthday.
You want to tell them?
First off, you got a bird feeder. That's what you said you wanted.
I wanted a bird feeder.
So I got you a double bird feeder. It's a, cast iron... pole, and it's got a couple of hooks on it, and hanging off the hooks look like lanterns.
But I haven't checked to see if the birds have eaten any.
I have seen birds there.
Okay.
I have seen birds feeding. But instead of lanterns, you know, instead of, you know, having a candle or a wick or whatever, it's actually full of bird food. But yes, I have seen some of the birds going around munching on bird food. So, yep, so you got that. And of course, we had your party.
Yep.
And
we played some cards against humanity.
Yep, cards against humanity. Fun game, if you ever have the chance to, and the patience to buy them. It took a while to get here.
Yeah, I think it's Fanny Becky says, oh, I don't play games. But yet she was playing over her daughter's shoulder and laughing her butt off.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. I think everyone did. And, of course, everyone knows that we like the show True Blood. And who is your favorite character on True Blood?
Lafayette.
Black guy, gay, just flamingly fabulous.
He's fabulous. I love him. He's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I could just, he just cracks me up.
So, I went online, and I got his autograph. An autographed 8x10 glossy for you.
And I have it on my desk.
Yay. Yep, I framed it and got it on the desk, and there's a certificate of authenticity behind the picture.
Pretty framed, too.
Thank you. I picked that out myself. But I figure you would really like that. Trust me,
I like it.
You don't want to know how much the autographed glossies of Sookie and Eric and Vampire Bill are.
Probably a lot.
A lot. More than I would have paid. Like, it's a fucking signature. So I'm glad you liked your birthday present.
Speaking of birthdays, we have a lot of birthdays to catch up on.
We do. I have 2 weeks worth listed here.
Better get going.
All right, let's see here. Let me bring this up. All right. Birthdays this week. We have Julie Burness, designer at SOE. The incredibly awesome Paul Williams. Let's see here. Brandon Waller, birthday last week. Senior guide, Enosuke. Enosuke, I don't know how to pronounce it properly. Linda Brass Carlson. Linda Carlson. Yay! Let's see here. We have Rebecca Lindemulder. Or Lindmulder, something like that. We have Jim Brady. Ann Hosler. Everyone's favorite halfling, Domino. 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 Rob Dion, who is actually a friend of mine from school. Daniel Stull, who is one of our newest DJs at OnlineGamingRadio.com. He goes by the name of Hardcore, with the 3 at the end. Hardcore. Let's see here. Doug Curry for the Valander. Used to go by the name of Valander.
Mm-hmm.
Katrina Flanagan. And we have a Jules Davis. It's either Davies or Davis. Jules Davis. And a few wonderful people. Happy birthday to you, fine people. Congratulations on living yet another year. Now let's go to abevagoda.com, where it says that Abe Vigoda is, in fact, alive.
Yay!
You know what? I'm going to check Wikipedia just to be sure, because I don't even know if anyone's monitoring this shit anymore. See, Wikipedia.org. Ah. Wikipedia. There we go. Wikipedia.org. Abe. Agoda. All right, let's see here. It says here, Abe Agoda is still alive! He is 91 years old.
Didn't we have some notable deaths in the last couple weeks, too?
Oh, God, I don't know. I haven't checked anything like that in a while. Let's see here. Deaths in 2012, Wikipedia. Let's see here. Let me just skim through the list real quick. I actually stopped doing it because a few people said it's too depressing. Let's see. I'm going through the list. Not seeing anyone. Who were you thinking?
I don't remember now. It's been a couple weeks now, for God's sakes. Okay, I can't remember all that.
I'm not recognizing any names on this list. I mean, yes, people died, of course. But,
nobody
recognized. No one I'm immediately recognizing here. Oh, yeah, I remember who died. It was the credibility of the NFL referees. Oh! Burn! I'm not even a sports fan. I don't give a shit.
Oh, but it's so funny. Well, it's not to the France.
But you know, the funniest thing about it is, I learned today on the radio that the referee that made the bad call at the end of the game last night was fired from, get this, the Lingerie Football League for gross incompetence. You got fired from a fake football league for incompetence. You weren't even good enough for a fictional football league. God. Yeah, I'm not seeing any. Just not seeing anyone notable here. Not that I recognize, anyway.
I'm not a football fan either, per se, but wow. Fans are getting screwed over this season.
Oh, yeah, I've heard on the radio and stuff, season ticket holders are demanding their money back and shit.
Well, yeah, because these guys don't know their ass from a hole in the ground when they're making the calls out there, and it's just, and it's, like, ridiculous. I mean,
apparently.
The guy makes a touchdown, the guy, you know, nope, you didn't. What do you mean you did? You didn't, you know, that sort of crap. They don't know the rules, they don't know what they're doing, they're not counting fouls, they're giving time when time shouldn't be done, and it's like, holy crap, you're
I have
seriously?
Absolutely no idea what you just said, so. I don't follow football, I never played football. The only sport I ever actually attempted was Little League Baseball, and then, go figure, no one actually taught me how to play. They just kind of put a bat in my hand and told me to hit the ball. And then people got pissed off at me because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Well, what I've read so far is a lot of the calls that they made, you know, were really crappy calls. But, you know, the calls that they did that really penalized the other team when they shouldn't have, the other team still came back to win it. So, thumb your nose at the ref, because even though he screwed up the calls, the good team still won. Last night with Seattle, the Seahawks, apparently they shouldn't have gotten that, and that's what allowed them to win. So this is like one of the first times that they really screwed up calls, and because they're screwed up calls, you know, it gave the other team the advantage when they shouldn't have had it.
Of course, one of the more funny things I thought that they mentioned on the radio this morning over and over and over and over and over again is... the other team posted this picture of the final bad call that was actually against them and let us win. No, the opposite, actually. It was I don't know. It was against us.
Yes, you got it right the first time. It was a bad call that allowed Seattle to win.
Right. Got it. And then if you look really closely at the picture, it would have gone I can't remember. Fuck football. I don't give a shit. Matter of fact, I'm going to tweet that right now. This is a socially active show, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see here. Let's get on Hootsuite so I can post to all my accounts.
Oh, God.
Let's see here. Jethel just stated that he doesn't give two Ratonga's asses about football. And then, let's see, tinyurl.com/Jethel Show. Tune in now.
Jeez. God. See, Game On came on Monday night.
Yeah,
started last night, didn't they?
Yep, I had that in my notes, actually. Xanadu and True Flight have started their new show. It is pre-recorded. And it is available at onlinegamingradio.com. The first episode of Game On. Now available, onlinegamingradio.com.
I mean, they pre-record it, but they broadcast it.
Did they? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they pre-record it, so you're not going to be able to interact live. But, yeah, they do. They are broadcasting it at Online Gaming Radio on Monday nights.
And then if you miss it, you can grab the podcast.
Right.
Which I think is cool.
I have not listened to it yet.
I was busy raiding.
I've been working all day. I will have to give it a listen. God. Feel a lot of phlegm lately. Getting old.
Sorry. So what have you been doing this weekend, game? Anything?
Absolutely nothing. I've been watching movies.
I trying know. To get you even go plat running with me and you won't do that.
What the hell fun is plat farming?
Don't you like plat?
If I get low on plat, I'll sell my arrows. And even that's boring as whale shit. Oh boy, counter that one. Yeah, I'll counter that one, I suppose. Nah, fuck it, I'll let that one pass.
You don't make me arrows anymore. I have to keep buying them.
You quit asking.
Well, because you complain.
Like,
yeah, that's what I get, so I figure I'll just buy them. So somebody else is making the money that I make instead of you.
Oh, I see.
No, you should really... I mean, wish you could go... I mean, would go with me. I mean, it's kind of nice to, you know, just power... smash the crap out of everything.
No, I just don't like it. It's not my thing.
You just don't like hunting anymore.
Nope.
Killing things.
Nope.
Arrow in their butts.
Speaking of arrow in the butt...
What?
I did go to a dueling club... on Sunday.
I've seen that. What's it called again?
Oh, god damn it.
What's the dueling club, guys?
Let me look back at my Facebook, because I know I posted from there. Let's see here.
Searest would know.
Searest knows everything. Maybe it should be the Searest and Elquin show, huh?
No. The Coliseum?
Well, there is the Coliseum that's run by the Knights of Freeport. I did not go to that one, though. I'm afraid of getting, you know...
Follow the arrow?
Arrested. scrolling back. Oh, here we go. Well, that one doesn't have a freaking description. What the hell, man? What Ups. What Ups Fight Club. What Up.
But I thought you're not supposed to talk about What Ups. Isn't that the first rule of Fight Club?
Don't talk about Fight Club. How is he going to get people there?
Stop talking about it.
No!
So you went.
I went, and I sat there and watched for a while. It's like, you know, God, I haven't dueled anyone. In years. I couldn't tell you the last time I dueled anyone. Not an EQ2 anyway. In EQ1, I was undefeated for the longest time. Until they gave Shadow Knights pets. Bastards. And then they just send the pet to fucking kill me while they sat back and laughed. Yeah, you fucks. I mean, I was the first one to defeat a Beast Lord in EQ1. Because I ignored his pet. I just shot him to death.
Well, for one to understand, in these fight clubs, it's either you can actually physically duel, or you can roleplay duel, right?
Well, in the Colosseum, you can roleplay duel, which is done with slash randoms. But in What Up's Fight Club, it's one-on-one dueling. You can mentor or not. When I went up against What Up, and he was a few levels below me, and I went to group with him to, you know, to mentor down to him, and he's like, nah, it's all right. Oh, well, all right.
I thought you couldn't duel somebody you were grouped with.
Hmm. But you can leave the group and mentor again. And remain mentored. But anyway, he said, nah, don't worry about it. And I end up killing him within like 5 seconds. While I sniped him.
That will do it every time.
Sniped him, then he wanted a rematch, so we went again, and he lasted a bit longer that time because I didn't have sniper.
Long cooldown.
But it was still, you know, one of the shortest matches of the night. And then a guy named Logan. Logan jumped into the ring and said he wanted to fight me. I know he's a raider.
Yeah.
And I inspected him. And I'm like, yep. Oh, this isn't going to last long. I inspected him. I checked out his stats. And I'm like, oh, God, this is only going to last a few seconds. And honestly, I was kicking his ass. Until he sniped me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, our health was going down very quickly. And I was ahead. Or I should say behind, however you want to look at it. But he was, if he couldn't have gotten sniper off, he was going to die. But he got sniper off and got me. And then, Tendo. He used to be in the Legion of Kethagor. He's a monk.
Yeah.
Beat my ass to death.
Yeah.
I should have known better than to accept a challenge from a monk. Although, I gotta say, he had a long-ass duel with the Shadow Knight. They were going back and forth for like 15, 20 minutes.
Wow. That'd be something to see.
Well, they kept healing themselves. So it's like, oh, it's almost over, it's almost over, it's almost over. Wait a minute, he's at full health again! It continues! It was fun. I need more practice.
Well, that'll give me something to go do.
So I need
feel bad.
Yeah, so I need more practice. So I posted to Facebook and Twitter. What dueling tips do you have for the juggle? And here are some of the replies. Run around in circles. It makes your opponent confused.
Okay.
What other tips did I get? Don't be the dead one. Can't remember who it was, but somebody responded with "Don't die." Always a good tip. And Nobrin replied back with "Point stab with the pointy end." So yeah, not incredibly helpful tips, but yeah. So who knows? I might go to the Coliseum next week. I believe that was on Saturday or Sunday. I'll keep an eye out for it. I might go there and try my luck again. But I mean,
well,
God,
Knights of Freeport aren't that bad. They were participating in this year's past Pay It Forward event, which I still didn't get the person on to come talk about that.
Yeah, don't worry about it. But yeah, Jethel's not been on their hit list since Mask left. So. And, you know, I've even talked to, God, I can't pronounce her name. Akarel? something like that. The new leader of the Knights of Freeport. It's like, so
Knights of Freeport has had how many leaders?
Quite a few in the last 5 years. I would say five leaders in the last 5 years.
The thing that gets me is it keeps going. The name has not fallen.
Yeah. Arquenil? Cheddarella's putting it in the chat channel there. Arquenil. Okay, I think. Maybe. But yeah, we've had an OOC talk, and I'm like, so, is Jethel still on the hit list? And she's like, don't even know who you are. Alright. Alright. Clean slate. Woo! Anyway. So I might show up at the Coliseum.
I think you'd be welcomed.
Test my luck. Yes, I'll be welcome to the slaughter. Of course, every time I see a message from the Knights of Freeport, hey, come to the Coliseum, and if you're on the good side, you can go to this house and use the direct portal. And I always reply back, reads fine print. Using such portal is an offense against the Overlord in the city of Freeport, and you will be executed on sight.
Now, that was the old Knights of Freeport.
Well, I'm not sure. It might be the new Knights of Freeport as well. Just, you know, Knights of Freeport in general, I think. But we'll find out. I will give it a try next week, I think.
Okay.
It'd be something to do anyway, besides just sitting here taking screenshots. If you want to see some really nice screenshots of EverQuest 2, the landscape and whatnot, subscribe to me on Twitter. That's at Jethel. Or on Facebook, because I always post screenshots that I would think would be wallpaper worthy as far as I'm concerned. So there we go. Oh, and I am glad to say that the Twitter, where you can link your EQ2 share thing, the slash share, to Twitter has been fixed. So if you want to do that, so you can post your screenshots and, you know, you get messages on there like so-and-so has reached level 80 and stuff like that. You can go ahead and put that on Twitter now if you so choose. Wasn't working for a while there.
I linked my Facebook at least.
You don't use Twitter a whole lot.
No, I don't. I do sometimes.
I don't follow Twitter. I kind of post to it, though. Like, you know, some people, you know, have it sent directly to their phone and shit like that. And just, eh. I post. If somebody replies, I get an email saying that somebody replied to one of my posts, yeah. But I don't actually follow it, you know, religiously like some people do. All right. My voice is starting to go. I don't know what the hell the problem is. Well, I have been coughing a lot. Know. I'm not sick, just I have a cough now. Alright. See, what else do I have in my notes here?
Can I tell you about all the case with Twitter? I had poor Peapod going.
Pentapod.
Let's
who
see
is Domino, of course.
The original post. Pentapod, let's see if I can find the post. She did. Let me look at mine. I can find the day it was on. Oh, okay.
Waiting.
Pantapods writes, exchanging emails with someone named... with someone called Amy Carlson, who is not related to the community management in any way, is confusing. And she at symbol Brass and Ashlane. And me, being a follower of Bristlebane, grabbed it and retweeted it as Ashlane Brass Pentapod. Wait a minute. Retweeted it as Pentapod emails Amy Carlson might be Brass and Ashlane's secret love child. What happens in Vegas shows up 9 months later? Question mark.
Nice.
Pentapod comes back and starts going, misquote, misquote. Sure, throws me a raspberry.
Nice.
And then, what was it? Let's see. Brass, twittered back. Alright, it's gonna take me a second. She tweets a lot. Anyway, named Amy Carlson must be awesome at community.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing that one.
And poor Ashley, she jumps in there. About how good of a save it was. Let's see. What was it? Ashlyn pipes in and goes, fix that for you on the misquote. I apologize to both of them. You know, I was sorry. I was an imp the day before. I just blamed Bristlebane. I couldn't help myself. But boy, did I snicker like crazy over that whole thing.
Nice.
Now where are you going?
I was just taking a picture of the mob set. Still there. And yeah, my voice is starting to go here.
Okay.
So, anything else that we needed to talk about before I go completely hoarse?
No.
What the hell's with my voice today? I was doing fine today.
I know, and you weren't yelling, but you did start yelling at the beginning.
No, that kind of yelling does not bother my voice. I don't know. Body's been weird lately. Anyway, so what else do we need to talk about?
SOE Live is coming shortly on everybody.
Yes.
Soon packing your bags.
Did you just say that SOE Live is coming on everybody?
What
the fuck's wrong with you?
It's coming for everyone, not coming on everyone. Oh. Jeez, Jethel, and I begin you.
Brass and Domino are just doing a facepalm right now. It's like, oh, God.
I said on. Four!
Two.
I said four!
Mm-hmm. Just remember, people are going to be able to download this and listen to it later.
Alright, fine. I don't care.
Alright. Yeah, so, shit, what else is going on right now?
Get the ether races and try to win that 30 grand, guys.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, it's not 30 grand just for the ether races. It's 30 grand in prizes in total, I believe, isn't it? At least I'm pretty sure it is. Now you've done it. Domino just showed up.
Mm-mm.
Not here, but... Yeah, Domino just logged in.
Maybe she won't hear it. And so if any of you get a chance to do Sleeper's Tomb in a group and you get it cleared, grab Jethel and bring him in. Let him take a look.
If I
do this as a group again, I'll try to save it, grab you, and bring you in. Because it's kind of cool to see the dragons.
Okay, so what you're saying is all the exciting shit is that way.
Yes, all the exciting shit is that way.
Aww.
Where all the mobs are. We didn't clear that way. We should have. But there's a lot more to do in that way.
Alright. Well, one day I'll get in here. It's alright. I'm not overly concerned. It's not like they're going to close the zone or anything.
No, it would be kind of cool to see the sleeper and the wardens and stuff. And
I will eventually. I'm not worried about it.
A gold dragon and a red dragon, a blue dragon, and a green dragon.
Serest says that he may have a cleared zone on his illusionist. He'll let us know.
Cool.
But yeah, I don't know what's up with my voice right now. I was feeling fine, but I'm starting to get hoarse here. So... Going to be another short show, but at least it was an eventful show.
Good.
We went an hour, and there was no real dead spaces or anything like that, and we got talking about stuff. It was a good show. So, I think that's going to be it for the week. I wasn't planning on a short show. My freaking voice is really getting hoarse again. God damn it. Next week, hopefully, full show.
I will hold you to that.
Well, you know what,
then? You can
always
play them an hour of music. I'm pretty sure they'll enjoy that.
Okay, the only problem with hour of music is that's going to eat up bandwidth. So, do you want to risk going link dead if you're going to do stuff?
I'm going to leave. I'm going to camp out.
Okay, well, we do have a movie we can watch.
All right. Because I'm kind of tired tonight, too.
All right. Well, let me... Okay, I will put up an hour of music. Let's see here. Any requests? Requests.
I'm going to head back to the guild hall while you're doing that.
All right.
And get settled in.
Let's see, I'll put this one on there and that one. And I am going to be playing a brand new song. Tregard from the Antonia Vale server sent me lyrics for a parody of Same Old Song and Dance by Aerosmith. And I finished that song. Unfortunately, I haven't seen Tregard since I finished it, so I can let her know. But I'll be playing that next. I did have Battle Mace already set up. I will put that right after Same Old Hack and Slash. Yes, I do like Battle Mace. So let's see here. So yes, the new song that was written by Tregard of the Antonia Vale server is Same Old Hack and Slash.
They want both versions of Rolled That Way.
Alright, let me get Rolled That Way on here. I like the country version. Not a lot of people like country though, so. Roll That Way, Roll That Way, Roll That Way. Where am I? Whoop, I'm in the wrong directory. There we go. Roll This Way for video, so there's the video version. And the country one. I like the country one. I think it came out really nice. Oh god, they want Rygor? Alright, we'll do Rygor. I'm not real proud of that song, by the way. But yeah, we got that on there. And that pretty much makes an hour. I'll put on a few extras in case here. Some old ones. Let's do some old ones. Let's see here. Thank heaven for Wood Elf Girls. I did Dark Elf Wizard before the show, but I can put it back on, I suppose. Dark Elf Wizard. There we go. They want Fippy. Fippy, Fippy, Fippy. There it is. Put Fippy on there. Domino wants to hear Den Mom has got it going on. And she does indeed. Okay, we'll throw Den Mom on there. Seres wants to hear the Griffin song. Okay, so we'll throw that on there too. Heal Me Baby one more time. That was pretty good. Put on the History of Norrath. There we go. What else we got around here? My date. Last Unicorn. There we go. It's not a parody, but it's fine.
I also want to give a shout out.
Go ahead.
To a ranger by the name of, I would say Twix. T-W-Y-X-X. How would you say that?
That's Twix.
Okay, on the Unrest server for giving some pointers and help and taking time to take a look at me and saying, okay, try this.
Try this. Get bigger boobs.
So, I'm hoping it's going to help.
All right. All right, well, thanks for tuning in, folks. It's the Jethro Silverwing Show for the 25th of September 2012. We're going to have an hour and a half of music. So here we go. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Say goodnight, Elvin.
Goodnight.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethro Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethro Silverwing.
I'm Elquin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Fibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethro Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
two badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Piff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the UK.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me? tell me these things!
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.